It's 7:45. I'm Jessica Mazaros with WUSF 89.7 News. In December 2017, community leaders in Pinellas County met to discuss the state of education in the county. In the end, they commissioned a report looking at how they could best educate students after high school. They also formed a group called LEAP Tampa Bay, which aims to increase the number of students who get a college degree or industry certification. WUSF's Kathy Carter recently spoke with some of its members, Stacy Beyer of the Pinellas Education Foundation. And we start with Kimberly Lent of the Florida College Access Network.
Yeah, so I think the important thing about this report and the way that we completed the whole process was that we asked this question to the community. They were really excited about the strong pathways that already exist in the community. So we have a very strong pathway between Pinellas County Schools and St. Petersburg College. And a lot of people in the room, even in education, weren't aware of that strong pathway. So moving forward, folks wanted to know, what does that pathway look like currently, and how can we move forward to make it even stronger?
And Stacy, what are some of the opportunities for improvement?
A key area that stood out was equity, whether it's based on income level or ethnicity and race, that students are achieving at the same rate, and there are still some gaps in those particular areas. I think the other opportunity we saw was around strengthening the connection between some of the certifications and the highest demand jobs in our community, making sure that we're preparing people as best we can for the careers that are waiting for them.
And Kimberly, this report is chock full of data. What are some of the key findings that your team found most interesting?
Yeah, that's a great question. The report features over 15 indicators related to post-secondary student success in Pinellas County. One of the things that we found particularly interesting, and the team did as well, was that Pinellas County has a pretty high rate of college going. So that means when their students graduate from high school in the year 2013-14, 76% of high school graduates went on to some form of college or university. However, they're not quite as successful when they get to college. So we have another indicator called early college success, and this measures, are they actually getting the credits they need to move on and eventually complete their degree? That rate is about 10 percent points lower than the college going rate.
Stacy, Kimberly just mentioned barriers to success. What are some of the ways that the community can come together and make those barriers less burdensome?
What's really interesting in the report and the subsequent community conversation that we had is realizing that some of the work that needs to be done is actually already in place, so we need to amplify it and make it even bigger and wider reaching. The LEAP Tampa Bay Local College Access Network is deeply involved in things like FAFSA completion, making sure that just as much as academic success is preparation is important for students succeeding in post-secondary education, so is having the financial means to be able to go, helping more students complete that application process so that they can find out what kind of aid that they're eligible for. That's a huge barrier that we can help students overcome. We also have some exciting work happening between the University of South Florida and St. Pete College, the University of South Florida, and Hillsborough Community College on helping students through a program called FUSE start in the college setting, but instantaneously understand what their pathway is into the four-year institution. And so when you can hold out that light for them and show them that there's a very seamless process for them to get through their two-year degree and onto their four-year degree and have those student supports set up right from the beginning, you find that more students will ultimately obtain the four-year degree.
There's a link to the report on our website, wusfnews.org.